Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Salva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. In just 2 years together at Fresno State, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr and Packers wideout Devontae Adams connected on 38 touchdowns. And if Adams becomes a free agent as scheduled after the season, Carr's saying he'd love a reunion.
He's the best receiver, you know, in the NFL. You know, the guy is unbelievable. He's, you know, been one of my best friends, you know, since we were in college together. I love the guy. I would always welcome to play with him again. I think it would unlock some things in both of us that people haven't seen yet, you know. And I'm always open to that, and I will be recruiting very hard. So when that time comes, it will be a full court press.
Elsewhere, Austin Ekeler telling SiriusXM NFL Radio new offensive coordinator and former Saints assistant Joe Lombardi will utilize him in both the run and pass game, similar to how New Orleans got the ball to All-Pro back Alvin Kamara. Ekeler adding, quote, Joe is going to get his playmakers in space and situations where they can be successful. Meanwhile, NFL Network's Mike Giardi reporting first-round pick Mac Jones has a legitimate shot to win the New England starting quarterback job after impressing coaches and teammates with his quick grasp of the offense so far. But last year's starter, Cam Newton, ending the Patriots minicamp with one of his best practices per Mike and should be fully healthy for next month's training camp after injuring his hand in early June. Just go play. That's the advice Carson Wentz gave to fellow North Dakota State alum Trey Lance about avoiding the pressures of life in the NFL. Wentz saying he's excited to see what the Niners' first-round pick can do, adding, quote, I know Trey. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He's going to be just fine. Five-time Pro Bowl receiver Demaryius Thomas announcing his retirement Monday. The longtime Bronco had 1,000 yards receiving in 5 of his 10 seasons. As you know, June is Pride Month, and yesterday, former NFL offensive lineman Ryan O'Callaghan joining the Good Morning Football virtual breakfast table. O'Callaghan came out as gay following his NFL career and discussed the impact of Carl Nassib coming out and the struggle so many in the LGBTQ plus community face in doing the same.
Everyone stays closeted for their own reasons. When I talk to a lot of closeted guys who reach out to me, the main things are fears over family and just cultural differences of how they think they'll be accepted. And a big one when it comes to the NFL or any pro sports is losing their job. And, you know, I usually just break it down for guys and say, listen, you're not going to lose your job because of your sexuality. It's 2021, but you do need to evaluate your own situation but try to do it in a positive way, which is something I never did until the very end. So I try to point to these positive examples, and recently we just had a great one. And I think it's just going to encourage more guys to speak up and tell their own truth.
For analysis on all the storylines heading into training camp 2021, make sure to download the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. Another brand new episode is available tomorrow. I'm Will Salva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.